Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday, September 4th, and joining me by phone right now is Dr. James Veltz, professor of exegetical theology at Concordia Seminary here in St. Louis. Good morning, Dr. Veltz.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning. I understand that there is an event coming up, a presentation of the Gospel of Mark coming up next week.
Well, yes. It's actually starting tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yes, we're having a full dress rehearsal at Concordia Seminary at 7 p.m. tonight, mm-hmm. Thursday night, in the Werner Auditorium, and then the, you might say, more formal presentations will begin next week with a presentation here in town at Kenrick Seminary. It's actually going to be at the Regali Center off of... Laclede Station Road, but then we take it on the road, if you may use that phrase, Andy, and we're leaving town here on Thursday to do presentations at Valparaiso University in Indiana on Friday night at 7 p.m., and then at Concordia University Chicago in River Forest, also at 7 p.m., and this will be on Saturday night, the 13th. It's very, very exciting presentations, and we are so pleased that these three places have agreed to receive us and to have us do the presentation.
Tell us about the presentation. This will include a presentation of the Gospel of Mark. What's unique about this?
Well, this is actually very different and very unique. It stems from... It stems from studies that have been done the last several decades on the Gospel of Mark, and scholars have increasingly put the Gospel in an oral context and have said that the Gospel is a written document, but probably to be read aloud and to be heard, essentially. And so a couple of decades ago, a scholar by the name of Rhodes started doing one Gospel of Mark. He memorized the entire Gospel and would recite in front of audiences. What we've done is we've done something just a little bit different than that. There are six of us who have memorized portions of the Gospel, and we come on one after another and do this recitation by memory, but it isn't the way Rhodes and others. It isn't just standing there reciting it. It's more like a play without really being a play because there aren't two characters on at the same time. There are just a couple of very minimal props, and that's why we call it a presentation. It's not a recitation, and it's not really a play either. It's some sort of a different genre that is actually very, very effective.
So it's an oral presentation of the gospel of Mark's gospel.
Yes.
And does it go through the whole Gospel of Mark?
Absolutely. It goes
wonderful.
Through the whole Gospel of Mark. Yes. It takes about 2.5 hours. There's a 10-minute break after chapter 8, verse 26, and about 10 minutes or so. And the but here's the important thing I would like all of your listeners to understand, is that the studies of the Gospel that have been done in the scholarly community proceeded under the assumption that Mark is the earliest of the Gospels, is a very primitive Gospel, a very basic Gospel, and so on. And we do not proceed with that. This presentation is built upon the commentary work that I've done with my new commentary on the first half of the Gospel that's put out by Concordia Publishing House. And it assumes something quite opposite. It assumes that the Gospel of Mark is a very sophisticated piece, that it is later than the other two synoptic Gospels, Matthew and Luke. and that it, in fact, is intended to have a high rhetorical impact on people. So the presentation actually uses, for the most part, the translation that I came up with for the gospel that is in my Volume 1 commentary, and I prepared for the rest of the gospel as well. That hasn't been published. But the people who are doing the latter chapters are using that also. So our perspective on the gospel is different than most people would assume. We're assuming a very sophisticated piece.
Very good. And so the upcoming presentation here in the St. Louis area is, well, you said there's a dress rehearsal tonight and then a presentation at the Rigali Center next week on the 9th. Is that correct?
On the 9th, that's correct. So tonight on the campus of Concordia Seminary at 7 p.m. and at the Rigali Center next week on the 9th, also at 7 p.m. And, of course, listeners might be in the area of Valparaiso University and Concordia University Chicago in River Forest, Illinois, next weekend, in which case they'd be more than welcome to come and to see us up at those two places. That's on the 12th and 13th of September.
Very good. So that's coming up later on this month as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wonderful. Well, any information about admission? Did you say admission is free? Is that correct?
Admission is free, yes. However, you need, I think, not for tonight, not for the dress rehearsal, mm-hmm. but you do need advanced tickets for this because the seating is limited. So there won't be any charge, but in all cases, I would phone ahead to find out what they're doing as far as seating is concerned. This should be extremely popular because we've been doing some work with all these institutions and they are beginning to advertise to their immediate constituency.
Mm-hmm. And for the presentation here in St. Louis, do you have that? Happen to have that number handy? How they would get information on tickets for that?
Right. Well, right. Now, I don't have a number for you for Kenrick Seminary at the Rigali Center. At Concordia Seminary, it's 314, area code 314-505-7000, and that's the switchboard.
Uh-huh.
And they will be able to provide information. Now, as far as the Kenrick thing, I think they should be able to get information on that at the following number, 314-792-6100. Now, that will be a number at Kenrick Seminary. The actual presentation is at the Rigali Center, so the Kenrick people will have to have the information on that Rigali Center. I don't have a number for the center itself.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, thank you, Dr. Veltz. And how are things going this term at Concordia Seminary?
Haven't formally started yet. The students are here. We're having orientation this week. We had a servant event yesterday in which most of us went out to various places down in South City and Central City to do cleanup work and so on. It was a great time. Looked like a great crop of new students with, of course, Master of Divinity students and Deaconess students and so forth. Some of those who are in distance programs, the Center for Hispanic Studies or the SMP program, they're here as well. Everybody getting orientation together, which is working out very nicely. And the opening service will be this Friday at 10 o'clock in the Chapel of St. Timothy and St. Titus here on the campus of Concordia Seminary. And we do that on this Friday instead of doing it on the weekend so that all of the students, including those in distance programs, can be present for our opening service. So everyone who's listening here is certainly invited to come along for the opening service. It's always great, great music, great preaching. And I just want to make sure everyone realizes they are welcome to come to this.
Thank you very much. We've been talking with Dr. James Veltz, professor of exegetical theology at Concordia Seminary here in St. Louis. Thanks, Dr. Veltz.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Andy.
Thank you. God's blessings.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye now.